starting every year, you know, you're not going to win the league unless you win at home. You know, and that doesn't mean go 9-0, but you probably need to go 8-1, you know, or 7-2 at the worst, you'd think, so to have a chance. So, yeah, there, I saw the scores, and there were obviously three impressive road wins tonight. And I saw a little bit of West Virginia and Texas Tech, and that was a pretty even game, I think. I didn't see the end. And then our game was awful for us, great for OU to start both halves. And then I thought we played pretty well, you know, other than that. I thought we played really well the first half after, you know, outscoring them 22 points the last 17 minutes. And then I didn't think we played very well the second half, but they played better.
What was your message to the guys when you went, right, I think it was a media timeout when you got small there, and Diedrich had that run?
Well, we took Doak out in large part because of conditioning. You know, he's tired. But, you know, it's one thing that's very evident is, you know, with Doak and Diedrich were both in the game, neither one was scoring in the second half. And then Diedrich ran off six straight whenever Doak wasn't in the game. And really, it's a better matchup for us if Marcus is guarding Manic instead of Diedrich. So we still didn't do a lot of great things, but our advantage was if we were going to play them both together, we should have thrown it inside every possession, and we didn't do that or take advantage of that.
Coach, the play by Quinn Grimes in the second half.
That was the best play he's made all year. It was a great play. And the reason it was a great play because he turned it over and went and got it back. I mean, you guys remember Russell Robinson? Whenever he turned it over, that's when he was most dangerous, you know, because he would always steal it back. And that play that Quentin made, it goes from them being in transition with a chance to, you know, obviously score with numbers to us getting an and-one. So it could have been a five-point swing real easily just on that one play. Great play.
The pace and the amount of transition you guys were in tonight helped Quentin get going.
I thought the first half we ran well. Probably as effectively as we run, or as efficiently as we run, maybe all year in the first half. We scored out of transition when we got numbers. The second half, it was a dud. You know, there's dud. There was no transition at all the second half. And so, but I do think it helped Kim getting in the open court, maybe getting an easy basket or two.
Which start of the half was more frustrating, the first few minutes of the game or the second half?
Well, I thought the first few minutes of the game, I thought you know, we got some good looks and just missed them. Doak didn't go after a ball. He's rebounding against 6'6", and gets whipped on a rebound. And, you know, we don't need any airspace on Manic and Q gave him airspace. I mean, so is scout report stuff and then just effort. The second half, to me, was more frustrating because I didn't feel like we were in tune at all. I felt like that we were individuals, obviously, the second half as opposed to a team, and we didn't play to our strengths near as much as what we need to play to in order to, you know, have success over a, you know, period of time.
How hard is it to try to get Diedrich some post-ups when he's out there with Doak? How important is it for your time?
Well, you know, he got a few and didn't take advantage of. I mean, Diedrich probably missed more easy shots in the first half that you could miss. I mean, first possession of the game, he gets a two-footer, and he missed about three or four layups when Manic was guarding him. Of course, Manic's length does bother him, but I didn't think that was the problem as much tonight. He's not going to get near as many opportunities, but he did get some touches. I still think that's the best way for us to play to get our best offensive team on the court. But certainly, you know, we were better the second half when Doak was out of the game offensively, because if Doak's not scoring, then he kind of guards Diedrich. And then after Diedrich made those three baskets in a row, he took about three or four bad shots in a row, or marginal shots, I should say, which were times where we probably should have been more patient and made sure we got a paint touch.
What do you think of the way Marcus kind of moved the ball passing today?
Yeah, well, I thought Marcus played well. I don't know what his final stats were, Yes. And he made the best pass of the game. You know, when Dietrich threw the ball to Mark down low and they collapsed and he found Devon in the corner. So that was the best pass of the game, without question.
You comfortable and looked like maybe he played a little bit of point in there?
I just didn't think, you know, Devon had three and I was going to try to get as close to the under 12 timeout as possible before I put him back in. And Charlie wasn't really as effective. And so we just decided to play a little bit bigger. And it wasn't great for us, but it certainly didn't hurt us.
Between your freshmen and your transfers, you had a lot of guys playing their first Big 12 game tonight. Did you feel like they proved that they're ready for all the guys coming to that?
I didn't think we played particularly well except for the last 17 minutes of the first half. I thought we played really well and played pretty smart. And defensively, I thought we were really in tune. I don't know that we didn't. I mean, I thought Devon and Quentin, you know, if you're going to get 30 points out of those two little guys every night, you take that and go to the house. So I actually thought those guys played well. And you know, I know Dietrich got numbers again, but I didn't think offensively he was near as effective. And Charlie really didn't get a chance to do much. But, you know, he did some good things. And David didn't get a chance to do a lot. But even though we didn't do a lot of good things, we've won a lot of games like tonight over the course of the years where you don't play great, but you make sure the other team doesn't play quite as well as what you do.
What does that do for this team to get a grind-out win like this when you know you didn't play your best, whether it was three-point shooting or the free throw line?
You shouldn't really, in my opinion, You really shouldn't, if you're going to be a coach, you really don't evaluate whether you played well or not if you made shots. Because you can take a bad shot and have it go in, and you can take a good shot and miss it, and people think you played better when a bad shot went in. So, which isn't the case. I mean, it's a good or bad shot when it leaves your hand, not if it goes in or not. And so you know, it is worrisome, obviously. You go 4 for 21. And some of the threes that we took, you know, I thought were very marginal threes at best. When we have a size advantage, just not very smart. But I thought we just kind of played like duds the majority of the second half. And I think a lot of that was because of the lineup was out there, and I subbed guys that I didn't think was very good, and then I put them back out there. They didn't play with any energy, and certainly that's the kind of stuff you got to get through, which we obviously are, you know, still going through some stuff like that.
Coach, a lot of attention this season is being on.
Where have you been all year?
Just busy.
I miss you.
I'm back now.
You're back?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of attention is being on the strength of schedule for you guys. Do you feel tonight would have went different if you guys didn't have prior experience of just close games?
I don't know. I don't think that our guys ever, even though we let it get to, what did we let it get to, 4? I don't think we ever panicked. So maybe the other close games did help us in this situation.
No, a lot of guys are back on that Oklahoma team. It's sort of a new look bunch, especially with the way they're improved defensively over last year. Just was wondering what your first impression of them.
Well, first of all, you know, Lon can really coach, and he plays the mismatches as well as anybody. But I think the two grad transfers have totally changed their team. To me, they've always had nice pieces and good players, but those two little fast guys out there totally changed the way they pick up. They pressured our point guard, who's fast, the entire night and didn't ever let him get comfortable. And our sets didn't work as well because they pressured us out enough. And we haven't really gone against anybody that attacked our point guard all year long. I mean, like that. So I think those two have totally changed. You know, I don't know how it ranks up, but OU's got to be one of the most experienced teams age-wise in the country. And even like having Odoms off the bench, that's a junior. No, Odoms is a senior. And Doolittle as a junior, and McNeese is a senior. I mean, that's an old team. So I think that it seems like to me it'd be a fun team to be around and fun team to coach.
Were you expecting the hack and dope strategy?
Yeah, probably. But I didn't know that they would go to it that early. You know, the thing about it is, you know, it's kind of a screwy deal, and it's really not fair to Dope. But if probably should have played him before we were in the bonus. so that way they wouldn't have done it. And then when we got in the bonus, if you want to rest him, then rest him then. But we put him back in with when there were 16 fouls or whatever, or five. And then when we got to the bonus, they immediately went to it. And I wasn't going to take him out after one miss. But when it got down under the four-minute timeout, I thought it was time that we should probably go ahead and sub for him, because I knew that they were going to do it again, and we were still in the one and one. We weren't in the double bonus yet.
What are your early thoughts on Iowa State and the challenge of playing games for your program?
Well, it'll be as hard of atmosphere as we play in. I mean, there won't be any better atmosphere that we play in than the names, and it's like that every time we go up there. Historically, we've liked going up there and play. We haven't always won, but we've always, you know, seemed like we played fairly well. And this will be different because, you know, Arizona State was a good atmosphere, but this will be even better than Arizona State, and see how much poise we have to play in that will be, you know, a challenge for us. But I think that we'll look forward to doing it, and I know we're going to play a much, much improved team than what they had last year. There's so many new faces, and all those new faces have delivered for them.
Does that make the scout tougher, especially this early?
I don't know if it, you know, I guess he could say it's tougher because key players on their team has only played in a couple of games. So, yeah, you could make that tougher because you could be watching games from five games ago, and that's not the same team that'll play against us. So, yeah, I guess you could say that. But we'll still have a general idea of what they do.
It looked like later in the game, Quentin was going to the lane a little bit more, put his back to the basket a little bit.
He did that one time and got an and one, which was a big play. Yeah.
You kind of told him, or did he kind of take it upon himself?
Well, we run a couple of post-up plays for him, and so since we run a couple for him, I think he thinks that he should do that on his own as often as possible. So, but that's a good play. You know, he's a big, strong guard. That's something that he should probably do a little bit more of moving forward. And that was a big play that he got the and one.